Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The deadline for pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University to clear out now pushed back. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us live.
Yeah, pretty busy night here. Last evening, Columbia's president had sent out this letter, Susan, saying that the deadline was midnight, in fact, to reach an agreement about starting the process of dismantling this huge tent encampment on the lawn here. And then about 3:15 this morning, we got in our newsroom here this update. The spokesman for Columbia is saying that the deadline to work this all out has been extended by 48 hours. Now, the statement goes on to say the student protesters, though, must ensure that anybody not affiliated with Columbia needs to pack up and leave. Now, in fact, when I arrived here around 4 this morning, a lot of police out here still in riot gear. About two dozen pro-Palestinian students were here, and one of the young ladies saying they were being assaulted. The NYPD did step in there, and there was a young man that was taken away. I don't know if he was actually charged with anything, but again, still pretty tense here. One final thing we do want to mention, Susan, the Speaker of the House actually supposed to be here, Johnson, scheduled to hold a press conference at some point here at Columbia about anti-Semitism. We'll keep you updated on all of this. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here outside Columbia.
Yeah, and the update on some other campuses, all 133 protesters who were arrested Monday at NYU have been released with summonses to appear on disorderly conduct charges. Also on Monday in Connecticut, 47 students were among 60 people arrested at Yale. Dozens arrested for blocking traffic near the Brooklyn neighborhood of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. They were calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. For his part, Schumer was in Washington, where the Senate signed off on a $95 billion package that includes aid for Israel, humanitarian aid for Gaza, and $61 billion in assistance for Ukraine.
I left a message for President Zelensky tonight. He had called me the other day and said, okay, we got it done. Now go win the fight.
President Biden says he will sign the bill as soon as it crosses his desk today. The legislation also includes an ultimatum for the company that owns TikTok. That platform could be banned in the United States if its China-based owner does not sell its stake within a year. The details, however, aren't that simple.
ByteDance wouldn't necessarily have to sell the algorithm if it does sell to, say, a U.S. buyer. Now, some of those possible U.S. buyers, Oracle, Microsoft, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has also weighed in saying he wants to put a group together to buy TikTok. But the issue is, what would actually be sold?
That's correspondent Jolene Kent. Not everyone supports the ban. Some lawmakers and the ACLU say TikTok is being unfairly singled out over other social media platforms. Two New York City cops accused of taking advantage of a woman last year in the Bronx.
The charges against the off-duty officers include sex abuse and forcible touching. The victim is a woman who court documents say got so drunk at a Cuban restaurant in Fleetwood that she couldn't stand or walk. Surveillance video shows the officers, 32-year-old Christian Garcia and 40-year-old Julio Alcantara Santiago, carrying her out of the restaurant. Next thing she knew, she was on a bed in a room she didn't recognize and says the two men were sexually abusing her, which included one of them putting his mouth on her breast. She woke up the next morning and went to the hospital. The officers pleaded not guilty and are out on bail. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police investigating a road rage stabbing on the Upper East Side. This was around 7 last night at 62nd and Lex, where cops were called to help a 28-year-old man with multiple stab wounds. CBS 2 says the man had been driving in Queens and cut off a pickup truck, which then followed him into Manhattan. The two vehicles crashed, and this witness says that's when the drivers got out.
He said he was following me, and he was just yelling, frustrated and trying to get away from the cops and attack the guy in a black car. So he was clearly very angry.
Well, the man who was stabbed is in stable condition. The alleged stabber is in custody. The Trump hush money trial is off for the day. They adjourned early Tuesday for Passover, but not before the former head of a supermarket tabloid was on the stand, testifying about what he says he did to help the former president get elected in 2016.
They were friends. Now David Pecker was testifying against Donald Trump under subpoena for prosecutors who claim the men conspired to buy the silence of people who were peddling scandalous stories about the Republican nominee in the weeks and months before the 2016 presidential election. Pecker described the inner workings of the National Enquirer. He said the publication usually paid between $250 and $10,000 for exclusive rights to stories. But he went beyond that, paying a Trump Tower doorman $30,000 to bury what turned out to be a false claim regarding an illegitimate child fathered by Trump. He later shut down Karen McDougal's claims of an affair with a $150,000 catch-and-kill fee. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, he was kicked out of Congress. Now George Santos is out of the race to get back in.
George Santos says on X that he is suspending his latest bid for Congress, writing in part that he does not want to split the ticket and be responsible for handing the House to Dems, as he calls them. He adds the future holds countless possibilities and writes, I'll be back. The 35-year-old was expelled from Congress in December. He's been indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. A trial is expected in the case in September.
Matt Piper reporting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.